A recent condition update on the Memorial Tower next to GFL Memorial Gardens is warning that $1.5 million in repairs are needed over the next year to keep concrete from falling to the street. An updated condition report was completed in April 2024, and while the overall tower structure was found to be in fair condition, there were areas of concern that, if left unaddressed, could pose a hazard to the public, says Brent Lamming, the city's Deputy Chief Administrative Office for Community Development and Enterprises. Two areas of particular concern are the deteriorated concrete parapet and delaminated concrete, previously patched areas on the concrete buttresses, Lamming says in a report prepared for Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and city councilors. These conditions, if left unaddressed, could create a hazard to the public. Even a small piece of concrete can be a serious safety concern when falling to the ground from a potential height of 20.1 meters, 66 feet, he says. The estimate for the repairs to be completed within the next year are approximately $1.5 million. Lamming will ask City Council on Monday to allocate $1.5 million from a contingency reserve to complete the needed repairs. The downtown landmark, made of reinforced concrete crowned by a glassed and lamp cupola, was originally part of the Sioux Memorial Gardens, built between 1946 and 1949. It remained as a freestanding structure when the original arena was demolished in 2006, when the tower was designated under the Ontario Heritage Act. That designation identified parts of the tower considered important for conservation that must not be altered without consultation with the local municipal heritage committee. A new stainless steel glass light enclosure was added in 2014. An inspection 4 years ago by Tulloch Engineering found deteriorating concrete in the upper platform parapet, the top section of the concrete buttresses, and advanced deterioration of the stucco finishes on the interior. The memorial tower as a complete structure would appear to have significant lifespan left it, Lamming said in his report prepared for Monday's city council meeting. As with any structure, certain components will require repair or replacement over time. Portions of this structure may be as much as 70 years old, he said. As with any deterioration of building materials and components, the longer the delay in addressing them, the more extensive the repairs become, which ultimately increases repair costs. The immediate repair work has been completed to secure the glass block and infill with internal resources. Staff understand the importance of the Memorial Tower has in recognition of veterans who have served. The city also has the cenotaph, plaques within the GFL Memorial Gardens, Gore Street Cenotaph, and plans for a veterans commemorative monument on the waterfront. The city is seeking other sources of funding to pay for the repairs.